CLATAD monitoring. Thank you.
Kilo, Charlie 3, Yankee Victor Delta, listening, 145310, mobile. Call sign KB80OEG.
Call sign is KB8WUO. Wondering how well I'm coming into the repeater.
Probably make it better than me. I haven't switched over to the Lapeer machine. I haven't really programmed this radio well. I'm going in through, what do they call it? The one on the oldies 96 tower up there in Guilford.
Okay, this is a C-Tech UV Pro that I had attached to my sun visor, and it fell into a little Taco Bell cup of water. And I'm wondering how it's doing. It's been in rice overnight, so it sounds like I'm getting out, but I'm not sure how well the speaker's surviving it.
Well, if you're talking about your microphone, it's doing a pretty good job, considering it went in the drink.
Yeah, it's I have a little cup that I usually just put in there for my dog to drink out of, like a little water cup in the cup holder, and he's gotten accustomed to drinking out of it. And it had about maybe an inch of water in it, and somehow when I got in my car with the pizza box knocked the radio off the sun visor, and it somehow miraculously landed right in the cup. And so I was just kind of curious if it was still surviving, but sounds like it is.
Yeah, it ain't doing bad. I had a UV5R valve thing go all the way to the bottom of where I fish, and I just then swam down there and shot it. And it played, it was tuned into a radio station at the time, and it played music all the way to the bottom, and it's good because it's kind of muddy down there. That's the only way I found it. And yep, and it dried it out, took it apart, dried it out, it worked just fine.
Well, that's pretty impressive for a UV5R. So, all right, well, I'm getting probably close to the edge of my rope here. I'm on a HT. Near heading to REI, so I'm like 15 miles down our area, so I should probably call it there, but I appreciate all the feedback and let me know that things seem to be good.
Yeah, it might have been a Quan Chang. I know it was one of those Chinese radios. Yeah, I think it might have been Quan Chang because I don't know, UV5R might float. That thing had a NMIH battery, and it was much heavier. So I think it might have been that Quan Chang. But, as a UVR or UV5R, and I know it was doing FM as well. I did the same thing with HTX202, and but it wasn't. They didn't tune in radio. All right, I'm gonna let you go. I gotta roll up to the checkout here. KD8OOE.
KFACLL, am I right? KFACLL, am I right?
KFACLL, I believe it was. This is KE8OAX. I'll copy.
This is KFACLL. Didn't quite catch your call sign there. I got the Lima Alpha November part. That's ALAN. Was it KFALAN?
The call is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. The name here is Dean.
K-E-8-L-A-X, is that correct?
That is correct. Is my signal not making it through to the repeater?
Your signal's making it just fine. How about mine?
Yes, KE8LAX is correct, and yes, you're making it in just fine.
All right. Well, thanks for the QSO, the contact, and I'm going to say 73, and I'll be going clear up to your final. KFACLL, 73.
KFACLL, 73, thanks for the QSO. KE8LAX monitoring.
KF8DOW looking for a radio check.
Station for the equipment check. You're coming in loud and clear.
Thank you, John from Owasso. Just moved this rig back into my car. We're going on a trip this coming weekend. I wanted to make sure everything was working. KF8DOW, clear.
Yeah, sounds great. You're coming strong. Your audio is good. Very, very copyable. This is KE8LAX saying 73s, and I have a safe trip. KE8LAX, clear and monitoring. KB8OE.
Jim, I got the VHF part of the network connected, so you might want to make your announcement again. KB8SWR.
All right,
KB8SWR.
KDTD will do. This is KGBC, the net control for the Michigan Air PSC net. Anyone wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPSC pre-net, please call now.
Net control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike. D2 Macomb County, I'm in AEC in Macomb County.
NAWRO, you're on the roster. Next station, please, for the Michigan Air PSC pre-net.
Thank you.
Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kilohertz. Our alternate frequencies are 53465 and 7232. These are the designated mission emergency frequencies. For tonight's net, due to QSO party out there, we're now running on 7.233 megahertz. This net is also available via the CHEP and UH CHEP. Links of Peters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check CHEP for 10 states. This net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OPCOM in Michigan, including ARES, MTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from each group. This is AABB. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of Emergency Coordinator for Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. NHOBU, TBAWR, NHWRO, WA3TOY, and WDHUSA. These stations need not check in again, but other stations from the net, please call now. Any stations wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. This is KGBB Net Control. I have a November 4th Sierra X-ray. Any other stations? Okay, nothing heard. Let's move up to the top of the roster. NHOBU, your comments, sir.
I got here a little bit early. There was somebody contesting on a frequency, and I asked him nicely and told him we run a net here every weekend, and he said he'd happily move up for us, so I appreciate him doing that for us. But other than that, nothing new here. I am going to be tearing apart my HF station. I will try to get it back together by next Sunday, but if I can't, I guess I'll just send a text out Sunday and say that I'm not ready. But thanks for being net control, and I'll be monitoring. NHOBU.
Hi, NHOBU. Thanks for your comments. And we do appreciate that station moving off and letting us use this frequency. Let's move next to KD8SWR. Your comments, sir. Hi, KD8SWR, any comments?
No, sorry, back to that. KD8SWR.
Okay, thanks for that. N8WRO, your comments, sir.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the airtime here. Macomb County's kind of happy with our results of the set for this fall. That doesn't mean we didn't have some areas to work on. So we got to work on the wind link area with the use of forms. You got to get that field situation report in. Some of our members were sending it without the report. So, and then dispatching, we've got a little backed up. It's a good problem. We had a lot of check-ins. So the boss is looking at ResGrid, a CAD dispatching system that might augment it when the spring set rolls up. And we are looking for doing a local exercise prior to the spring set, maybe fit one or two of those in to see if we can do some more improvement. But I appreciate the airtime. This is NAWRO, Macomb County. Back to you at Net Control, Jim.
NAWRO, thanks for your comments, and glad you guys were able to participate in the net. We also participated in the SET. We have things that we can address, but we can just keep chewing at the issues and see where it goes. Once again, thanks for checking in. WA3TOY was in and out. Let's move next to WD8USA. Your comments, sir.
Okay, good enough. Well, thanks for picking up some information. I appreciate it. Sure, obviously, correct.
Okay, I have KKIAR, and I got an Alpha Alpha 8
Sorry, Alpha and Alpha Golf. Can you get your call sign, sir?
This is Kilo Echo 8 Papa Alpha Golf, KE8PAG.
Okay, KE8PAG, you're in the log. Any other stations, please call them out.
This is 68 Charlie Oscar Papa, Chris in Ogemaw County.
Okay, WHTOB, any other stations, KJBD, net control. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move to Kilo 1, Romeo, Quebec, Sierra. Your comments, sir.
QFL, QSL. Yeah, I'm here in the shack. Having the radios on. I heard your net. Thought I'd chime in. You're coming in 20 over here, which is, well, I guess given the distance, it's okay, but I'm glad to hear you on there. Nothing special, just checking in, checking out. Acknowledging that I'm receiving you fine and dandy and keep up the great work. I'm here in Lancaster, Ohio, which is about 30 miles southeast of Columbus. QSL?
Kilo 1, Romeo, Quebec, Sierra. This is KATBD. Thanks a lot for checking the net. You're booming right in there. Once again, appreciate you checking in. With that, let's move to K8IAR. Your comments, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. There's not a lot going on here. It's about to be here yesterday at Fort Custer. And that's about all I have. Thanks for that control. K8KBD, KB9IAR.
That's KJBD, KB9AAR. Thanks for checking in. Got your call sign kind of wrong there, so sorry about that, but I have you on the list of KB9AAR. Is that correct, sir?
Negative. Kilo Bravo 9. India Alpha Romeo. Let's go.
Copy that, copy that. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Sorry about mangling your call sign there. So let's move next to Kilo Echo 8, followed by Alpha Golf. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, net control is KATAG, Tom down in Lenawee County, Michigan. Our first time doing an SEC, and I tried to organize it. We don't have a county emergency coordinator right now. The last one passed away 3 years ago, and nobody's willing to do it. So I just sort of stepped up in our club and organized some kind of scenario, and basically just decided, let's see how many stations we can get on Simplex, VHF Simplex, and very low participation this year, but enough to get us something to talk about and build a team. I'm hoping to build a team.
Making rains and going with it, which is actually a good thing. Certainly do appreciate you guys playing along with the SEP. The more the better out there. Again, best of luck. You guys keep it up. This is KJBD. With that, I will move to W8COP. Your comments, sir.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COP, ECRO for Ogemaw County. Unfortunately, this year we weren't able to participate in the set. We had other activities in the county going on, but we're pretty well versed in Wing Link. We use it as a primary communications between the state and our county if other circuits are down. We recently took delivery of the emergency management grant application we made for a new repeater and antennas and feed line. We took delivery on that equipment. and ran into a few problems. With the new Motorola SLR 8000 repeater that was supposed to have come pre-programmed, but no, it didn't. It basically came from the factory off, so we're updating the software and we had it on here, but we've had a few hiccups with it, but we'll get them worked out. So with that, Jim, thanks for doing the net, and I'll say 73 to all and throw it back to you from W8COP.
WCOP, KGBD. Thanks for checking in, Chris. And yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a really nice system once you get some of the rough edges worked out. But it sounds like you guys are well on your way to doing that. The one of the new repeaters of that class is actually pretty nice. So this is KGBD, Net Control. Is anybody else out there wishing to check into the Michigan Air PSC Net? If so, please call now.
So Whiskey 8, Bravo Charlie Mike.
November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa.
Okay, I got a November 8, Bravo Charlie Mike, and a November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Is that correct, gentlemen?
Negative. It's a Whiskey 8, Bravo Charlie Mike, over.
Okay, Whiskey 8, here we go. My N's and W's got confused there. So I have Whiskey 8, Bravo Charlie Mike, and November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Any other stations, we just check in. Please call now. Okay, now you heard. Let's move to Whiskey 8, Bravo Charlie Mike. Your comments, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to answer my question. I've been interested for quite a while in exploring maybe getting more involved in the emergency the emergency nets and that kind of thing. We relocated to Mackinac County a couple of years ago, and I'm finally at the position to where I have the time and would like to maybe get involved. And I'm just wondering, in Mackinac County, who would I contact to find out more information, over?
W-A-B-C-F, in this case, J-B-T. I really don't know. Chris, W-A-T-O-P, do you have any thoughts? How about W-D-A-U-S-A?
Group up there that covers, I think, Sheboygan, Mackinac, and another county. I will give you a couple minutes on the web here, and I'll come up with you to do it.
Oh, sure, I appreciate it. I did find the name a while back of a gentleman that was supposed to be in charge of Mackinac County and sent an email off, and I hadn't heard back. And I say, it's very possible that this is the person that's no longer in charge. But it's something I've considered for several years, and you know, life has been busy, and we're finally at our retirement QTH, and I'm just kind of wondering how I could at least look at it to see what maybe I could do to help. Over.
WABCM, KJBD. Another person to contact is KADON. He is the state emergency coordinator. He's got, should have all of that information floating around there. So if you cannot find his email, mine is my call sign at hotmail.com. Feel free to send me an email, and I will put you in contact with Max. He's a great guy. He should have all of that information right there. So back to you. This is KHJBD.
Very good, sir. I will try the KADON, and if I don't have any success, I'll send you an email. Over again, gentlemen. Thank you. I appreciate your time tonight, and hopefully I'll have the opportunity to talk again. Whiskey 8, Bravo Charlie Mike. I'm clear.
Okay, Whiskey 8, Charlie Mike. Thanks for checking in. Let's move now to N8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Nick Control. This is Joe Julian Oscar Echo, November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa. Member of the Macomb County ARPSC. Unfortunately, was not able to participate as I had other plans. Did monitor though, and I'm pretty happy with how the team did. Currently, I'm up in Alcoa County at my off-grid cabin here, and I just connected the B-71 here and happened to be scrolling and heard the net, so I figured I'd check in and say hello to everybody. Back to net control, N8HAP.
Hi, N8HAP, this is KJBD. Well, thanks for checking in, and appreciate you guys are working on there, and they'll probably catch us next time around. So with that, we've hit the bottom of the order. This is KJBD Net Control. Anybody else out there wishing to check in to the Michigan Air PSC Net, please call now.
Recheck.
Recheck, go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, Chris, W-H-C-O-P. So Dylan, K-E-U-F-F is the ECRO for Mackinac County. So this is a look up K-E-U-F-F on QRZ. He's got his email address and other info. W-H-C-O-P, back to net.
WHCOP, copy Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Foxtrot Foxtrot, is that correct?
Roger, roger.
Okay, with me, Bravo Charlie Mike, did you copy?
This is KJBD.
Hey, roger, roger, I sure did. I'll start there first. Thank you again. All right, thanks so much, appreciate that. And thanks to WHCOP for the assist there. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the Michigan Air PSC Net? Please call now. It's KJBD. Okay, well, nothing heard. We'll secure the net at 1722. And once again, thanks to Central Michigan Emergency Net for the VHF and UHF connections. And also to those folks that backed me up today. Appreciate that. So with that, the net is now secure and returned to normal amateur radio use. This is K8JBD.
This is November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, 73-0.
N8LOU, N8LOU from KD8JSR. Nothing heard, KD8JSR clear.